Welcome to the Influence Community Podcast.
We are your hosts, Danielle and Alyssa.
We talk about all things influencing and the ever-changing industry.
We share a lot of tips, our personal experiences, and how to keep up with the social media space that's always evolving.
We also love to chit-chat and share life updates along the way.
We're so happy you're here and so excited for this week's episode.
Grab your drink of choice and let's dive in.
Hi, queens.
Hi, queens.
I did it backwards. Hey, guys.
Hi, queens.
I got so excited. We're back. Again. Episode 2. I can't unlock my iPad.
So excited to be here. We have a newer setup, so hopefully it looks better. It was fine last time, but
we did tweak a few things. Yeah. I had to get new lights because that other light was not.
I tried to like edit out when we had to like keep pressing it.
Yeah.
But so I don't know if you guys could tell, but yeah, new lights, new camera.
And we like double checked camera's recording, audio's recording. We're recording. This time to set up was so much easier.
I know. It took us like an hour last time.
No, last time it took me like 3 hours the night before to just like assemble, set everything up, make sure it was all connected. And then we had all the wrong stuff. So then I had to Amazon overnight. So many cords and
things.
Thank
God for Amazon.
And then you
overnight.
Came over like an hour or so early ahead. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, it was the whole thing. So
honestly, it's a lot harder than you would think.
It is. But now that we figured it out, I think it's just like that learning curve where the first couple times are a lot harder. And then once you get it, you get it.
Yes.
So hopefully it's just honestly it. Sometimes I feel like too, it's just fingers crossed. Mm-hmm. Hope the audio's recording. Hope the
I know literally there's nothing you can do.
It is what it is. But we're back. Also, we got a new camera. So that was the whole thing last time too. We like recorded the video on the phone, the audio on the computer and the mic.
So
we had
confusing.
To like put it together and it's very hard to line up the audio. But now we got a really nice webcam, as you guys can see,
like,
the quality.
I'm just staring at us because, why is this just as good as our phones? Actually, better. Yeah.
And a reminder, if you're listening on Spotify, we upload the video to YouTube now as well. So if you like to watch videos on YouTube, we now do that. So,
yes.
You know, just keeping up with the podcast.
Really. I know. Like, it's the industry has changed so much. Like,
so much.
It was like so extra, and only like really professional podcasts would do video back in the day. Like, it wasn't even something we'd consider because it was just audio only.
But now it's everyone.
Now it's everything.
So we have to for you guys. Yeah. But we're back. So we did one episode, which was last month for June. So this month's episode is recapping and chatting all things July. We figured that'd be a better format to do instead of kind of talking about the upcoming month. We'd rather like recap and just go everything that happened.
A little check-in.
So yeah, I feel like we can just dive in. We have all of our segments this week. I feel like that worked really well last time.
Yeah, we're still like fine-tuning some of them. So maybe they'll change a little. And also would love your guys' opinions and thoughts on segments you want to hear about, like segments within segments. But yeah, I like having the segments.
Me too. So, okay, so we'll just start. So the first one is just the catch up, what we've been doing, what we're up to, what we did last month. I wanted to talk about like the feedback we got from you guys from last episode, because that is so helpful to us, especially as we're fine tuning things. I feel like we got a lot of feedback that said you guys really liked the segments. Mm-hmm. So that was really exciting, because I feel like I like the organizational aspect of that. So I really like them too. And hopefully you guys loved the video segment.
Yeah.
We're putting a lot of effort.
Yeah. I feel like it just makes it so much more personal. Like, I like being able to see. I have switched over to like watching the videos.
I feel like if I'm listening to a podcast in the car, it's obviously audio. Yeah. But if I'm listening at home, I'm watching the video.
Yeah. Like, well, I'll just be editing. Mm-hmm. And side note, you guys, thank God for edits, because now when you edit in edits a video, this was literally my prayers were answered. It doesn't mute or stop what you're listening to.
Oh,
honestly, that alone switched me fully back to edits, because that is all I needed. I need to be like stimulated when I'm editing. So if you want to be editing while you watch, or while you watch this or listen
like
to this,
anytime you play something with audio, the background,
I literally hated
stop, like,
editing in CapCut or like InShot.
Yeah.
I don't know if
listen to anything.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, in shot you can't.
Yeah, I think it's a recent thing. Like, I've just now noticed it, which I think is so nice.
Love that.
Like, it stops it when you play it, but if you're just editing it without playing the actual video in edits, then you can still watch and listen, which is so nice.
Love that.
Yeah. Just a little tip. And if you want to be productive girlies while you listen,
edit on edits. So, yeah. And then again, with that, we are on YouTube. So, subscribe.
Yeah. Like, comment, subscribe.
All the YouTube things. But we'll be uploading there as well. So that's kind of the feedback you guys gave us. Oh, and I love the comments on Spotify.
I know. I love them too.
Under the episode. That's like so sweet and fun. And we read them and we saw them. So thank you so much for the feedback, the comments, everything. Love it.
I know. We're back.
Okay. So
sweet community.
July, what we've been up to. What have we been up to?
Okay. Right after we recorded the podcast, I think that's when I went to Hawaii. So yes. I went to Hawaii for a week.
Fun.
And that was cute. I just love Hawaii, honestly. It just makes me so happy. There were so many parts we did and went to while we were there in Oahu because Josh went with me. I went with my family. And there were so many things we did that you and I did together. And I think we went in 2021.
Yeah.
I think we went with our husbands. Like, so cute. That was really cute. And it felt so long ago. But that was good. Yeah, that was like my entire last half of July. And now I've just kind of been like taking it slow. Wait, love June. That. I'm like getting so confused.
July.
Wait. Okay. Yeah. July. Never mind. And now I'm like taking it slow before I go to Bali. And it's been nice, like, not having, like, it feels like I'm not like, I don't have like obligations like in the past few weeks. So it's been nice. And I'm like soaking it all in.
Yeah, I feel like you've been enjoying your San Diego.
I know. Dude, San Diego is so beautiful and nice. And it's really hot recently, but it's just been so nice. The beaches have been amazing. Oh my God, Josh and I, because I was telling him I really want to enjoy the San Diego summer. And so we went and we had a picnic we went to the beach at sunset, and I guess we had a picnic, but we just got like takeout, and then we got in the water. Like, I'm going in the water in San Diego.
I literally was gonna say that. Like, who are you getting in the water? Yes.
Oh, it's the hair. It's my extensions. Now I just like feel like we can do anything. I don't know why. Josh is like, why did your extent? Like, what?
I feel like it's a whole
thing. It's like, I don't know why, because it's like, honestly, it's even more, I don't know. It's like technically even more of a thing because it's like takes longer, I guess, to dry my hair. But I think
it's attached heavy. To your head.
Yeah. Like, I feel like it's
like
heavy.
It's not gonna come off.
Right. Like, I feel like when it dries now, my actual real hair dries the same way, which before it would just dry a really frizzy, crazy mess and it would be a whole thing. But now it just like, I don't know what that is, but it just dries differently and I just like it after it's wet now. Like, I even like it air dried and I'm just like confused like how this affected my hair so much, like my real hair. So no, it's been so fun. I'm just like, I want to go ride bikes in Coronado next. Like, I have a whole San Diego like bucket list. Like, oh my God, I went to Coronado last week and it was so cute. I forget how cute Coronado is. Like, there's so many cute houses and like,
it
just looks like an East Coast. I have been enjoying my San Diego summer.
Fun.
What about you? What have you been up to?
I feel like I need like my planner in front of me, or just like, we have a family calendar now.
Cute.
And I feel like when you have a kid, it's so funny. You'll get all these memes where it's like something like, you're not doing anything if it's not in the family calendar. Like, if Andrew wants to go golfing, it has to be in the family calendar. Otherwise,
what do you use? Like,
Google.
Okay, Googled.
Yeah,
that's
Google calendar. And like, so it's like, we put our Pilates in there, our workout, any events. Like, if he has like work meetings, it's just like me, him, and then my mom. So we put everything in there. So it's like, if you want to go do something, you have to check the family calendar, make sure there's nothing on it first, and then you put your thing in, and then we like talk about it at dinner. But I feel like that's what we have to like make sure, because of Phoenix's schedule and everything, and like making sure all her things are taken care of, and just keeping track of appointments. That does remind me, I've been adulting, actually, now that we're talking about this. Basically, when you have a baby, they don't have a social security number, and then you have a baby and you're like so delusional, tired, exhausted, like going through the newborn stuff. And like for her, she was born in December. She was born during the open enrollment for health insurance in California. And apparently you can only get health insurance during this open enrollment period. And if you don't, and you don't have a special circumstance throughout the year, you just don't have health insurance. And then you get fined when you file your taxes if you don't have that health insurance form. So it's just like really confusing. But basically, babies don't have a social security number when they're born. You have to apply for it, submit all the information, blah, blah, blah. Can't believe they just expect you to do that once you have just given birth. Like, just give them the number. I don't know. And so you have a certain amount of time to add the social security number to the health insurance. Otherwise, it cancels. So it's just like been this whole thing where like my health insurance was sending me emails of reminders, but it literally was just like, oh, you have a notice in your covered California account.
And yeah, I'm like,
that's,
obviously you're not gonna
spam, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, weird. And then we go to her doctor's appointment and they're like, yeah, she doesn't have insurance. And we're like, what do you mean? And they're like, yeah, it's been canceled. And I'm like, I didn't cancel it. Who canceled it? What do you mean? So I had to like call the insurance, blah, blah, blah. And essentially she did not have insurance. And I was on the phone with this person for like 3 hours trying to get ready to go to an event, like doing all these things. And like basically the conclusion was like she couldn't get it and we had to appeal the decision. And also in California, if you didn't know this, you could have a health insurance agent who like does all this stuff for you and they're free. So like 10 out of 10 recommend
free
getting a health insurance agent. Yes.
How?
I don't know. Andrew's in this networking group and there's a health insurance agent in the group. So you like talk about what you do every week in this group. And so she's like, I'm a health insurance agent. Anyway. So to all the mamas to be out there, and if you have a newborn, don't forget to let your health insurance know your baby's social security number once they get it, because I'm just mind blown that babies just don't get health insurance in general, like period. Like,
yeah.
Like a baby should just have health insurance. But
and who tells you that? Like truly.
It's a whole thing. I don't know. So had to get her health insurance situation because I was like, you cannot tell me she's just not going to have health insurance until the next open enrollment in November. Like that's crazy.
Yeah.
So I did that. I have been doing my name change from getting married 2 years ago, finally doing that. And I did the social security part and then I made my appointment at the DMV and I had to go in with all my documents, marriage license, all that good stuff, proving that I live here. And changed my name on my license, but I had to change my license from Arizona to California. So I had to do the eye exam, the written test, and the photo and everything.
And
too.
You passed it all?
And I passed the written test. I was so nervous, you guys, because I feel like obviously I know the rules of the road. I've been driving, but it's those like nitty gritty questions that are so specific that you're like, I don't know.
Yeah, you said something about a railroad.
Yeah, like if you get stopped on a railroad track, like what are you supposed to do? You're like supposed to call the police.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if, because I remember you saying the other options and it was like, push it off.
Yeah,
like I'm obviously not doing that.
I don't know. It was just like, yeah, if your car just so happens to die on the railroad track.
Yeah.
I don't know. So anyways, past that. So thank goodness. So I feel like that's what I've really been up to. It's just adulting and going to some little events here and there, playing with Phoenix. She's starting solids and trying all her food. So she loves avocado, whipped bone marrow, watermelon. What else?
Did you say you gave her steak?
Oh, yes. Like, we boiled a steak for her to like gnaw on because it's like a really good source of iron, I think.
That.
Oh, she loves. She's like trying to like rip it.
Yeah.
She doesn't have teeth or anything and she's like using her gums to like.
She's going to love Steak 48.
Oh, yeah. My favorite restaurant. So, yeah. So I'm doing that and she's sitting up on her own and she just laughs and smiles and kicks her legs around. And yeah, she's just like literally the cutest thing.
Yeah, she's so cute.
I like my whole camera roll, you guys, is
she looks like a doll
of her, basically. It's just like so many baby photos and everything she does. I'm like, oh my God, do that again.
Yeah.
And then I try to record it and like definitely like that mom. So
I love that. She's so cute. I would do the same thing. How could you not?
Yeah. So that's what I've been up to, really. Just trying to like go to little events, put makeup on, film outfits.
Yeah.
Trying. So I feel like that's what I've been up to the last month. Not really traveling. I think we're going to try to go to Arizona in September because Andrew has a conference and I want my grandma to meet Phoenix.
Oh,
so like take her out there just for like a couple days. So TBD, Not sure yet how that's going to go, but we'll see. That would
be really cute.
Yeah, I think we're really going to try to make that happen. So, but I think that's basically what I've been up to. I'm like, I feel like I have to like check my,
I know, I'm like, sure. Like
check my Instagram. What have I been doing?
I'm sure I'm missing things.
Just like little coffee dates. Honestly, yeah. I feel like that's pretty much nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been doing, I keep up with my weightlifting and Pilates, okay, which has been so great. But we've been doing, me and my mom have started going to Sweat House, and it's like a contrast therapy place at One Paseo, and they do a sauna cold plunge, and it's like in private rooms, and it's so nice. You do like a 20-minute sauna, 5-minute cold plunge, 20-minute sauna, 5-minute cold plunge.
And you get an hour. It's only that, right? Like, yeah, it's just contrast?
Okay. Oh, they have like a vitamin C shower in there, infused shower. So there's a shower in there too. So it like has vitamin C, I guess, connected to it. So the water's vitamin C. So you like sauna, rinse off in the shower, and then do the cold plunge and then cycle again.
Yeah. Okay, I love that. I feel like...
So that's been honestly really great. I feel like that's helping me not be as sore after weightlifting, because I feel like my energy's coming back, so I can actually like lift heavier now, so I would be a little more sore. So I feel like it's really good to do right after, which is what I'm doing. So yeah.
Okay, I love
that. That's what I've been up to, basically. Yeah. Okay, cool. So our next segment is influences of the month. We used to do influence of the week, but now that we're doing our monthly podcast, we are going to do the month. Did you say you just want to talk about like that trend going around?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Let's do – do you have one outside of that? I have one outside of that.
Okay, you can go first.
Okay, so you girls know how – I'm sure you've seen the trend, the five –
like what's worth the money.
Yeah, it's like expensive shit that's worth it. That's what it's called. I keep seeing them, and I love seeing, I love watching what girls are saying, but now I'm just getting a ton that like are the same. So
yeah, I mean, I feel like it's not supposed to be like your favorite things. It's supposed to be like crazy things
that, like niche crazy things to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like what everyone else. Not like this is my favorite lip gloss, it's worth it.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah, like very niche things. But okay, I need to say one that was not on that for me. So Josh and I just bought a Ninja Creamy. Do you have one?
Yes.
Do you use it?
I haven't gotten it back out yet, but
oh my god, I'm obsessed. I literally have made like six.
Okay, I need you to post your recipes, because the problem was when I was using it, I was dairy free, and it was very hard. I finally got it with the consistency you have to use. Like I was trying to use like coconut milk and like ice and things.
Yeah,
and I
got it, but it's very hard
and the flavor's not as good because you can't use like the Jell-O.
Yeah.
Or like
wait, what? Why can't you use the Jell-O?
Like there's like some sort of mix. I don't know.
Okay.
It's like I was trying to like be very healthy and like gluten-free.
Got it.
Dairy-free, and it was very hard. Oh, and protein. Gluten-free, dairy-free, and protein ice cream.
Okay, so I think you can do that, but that's not going to be as good.
And I did it, but I need to redo it.
Okay, you should literally see my TikTok and Instagram explore page, because
when I was searching recipes, it was all that.
It's crazy. Oh my god. Okay. I'm obsessed.
What's like your favorite one you've made?
Okay, so you have to use the Fairlife milk. Like that's the best consistency.
Because that's dairy.
But it's okay. I just now realized this. I had no idea, but I was reading like just the package. It literally says lactose free.
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah. There's like,
is that still dairy free? Because I think it's taking it out.
Milk and lactose. It's really like confusing how it's broken up.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
Don't know what that means. But now I'm like, is it dairy-free? Like, I don't know. But okay, I just made such a good one. I made such a good birthday cake one last night. Oh my god, it was so good. I think it was just Fairlife milk. I did like a little bit of vanilla protein. Josh always gets the Chobani vanilla protein yogurt. It's so good, by the way. It's literally so good. So I did a little bit of that. I did use the sugar-free Jell-O powder. I don't know what that does, but everyone says to use it. Yeah. And then a little bit of monk fruit sweetener.
Okay.
I think that's it. Oh, some vanilla bean paste, and then you freeze it overnight, and then the next morning we spun it.
That's the thing. It's like you have to freeze it overnight. So it means you really have to plan ahead.
Yes, you have to plan ahead.
Because you can't just be like, I kind of want some Ninja Creamy right now.
Yeah, you have to plan ahead. Yeah. And then, yeah, I spun it last night and then I added sprinkles. Okay. It was so good.
You're inspired me to get it back out.
Oh my God. It is so amazing. Yeah. And then we made an Oreo one. Like there's an Oreo McFlurry recipe and we got Oreo thins and they're literally so good. Now I just saw a lemon. It was a lemon blueberry cheesecake recipe where this guy, it's literally just like the bases are usually similar, but people get so creative with their mix-ins. Mm-hmm. He like made this like blueberry cheesecake filling, like heated it up, like made this whole like filling, put it in. And it looked amazing, like literally amazing. So that's my next one.
Like Facebook groups for this where people just post their recipes or they post questions like, why is my consistency this? Why is it not thick like this? And like you can really like.
I have perfected it from the jump because right before we started actually making them, I like randomly saw like a few and then I became obsessed. I think like honestly, I think who planted the seed for me was – shout out Chloe Tess Miller.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She is going hard with her ninjas.
And you know what? I am always influenced by what she's posting, like when what she's like consuming and stuff. Like I really like her ideas. So shout out Chloe. But she like planted the seed for me and I was like, dang, like she eats two a day. Like she makes a Greek yogurt one and then she makes like a dessert
one. It's so
nice
because you can do the dessert. You can do like a sweet coffee one.
Like you can make them soup and then you can literally eat the entire pint. It's like maybe 200 to 300 calories, like if that.
Yeah.
With like 30 grams of protein.
Yeah. I got mine on like an Amazon Prime sale. I think like the summer before I got pregnant.
Okay. I don't know. It was on sale. It was only $150 at Costco. I think it was on sale. Literally Costco queen. Josh is actually the Costco queen. But yeah, so that is my literal obsession. Okay. I look forward to it like every day now. I'm so excited and there's so many recipes I want to try. So
love that.
Just like a fun little thing. Oh, okay. Also in the recipe, sorry, I forgot to mention birthday cake protein powder. Yum. So it's like a protein shake pretty much anyway
basically. I love that.
Okay, then the five things that expensive things that are worth it.
Yes,
I did 10.
Okay,
and
let's hear it.
Rapid fire, let me I really don't remember it. Hold
I don't
on.
Like I don't love the videos where people explain it because it's like the whole
I know.
Point is,
I like it when they just
it.
Get straight into it.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I need to go my
I know I'm like mirroring my notes. Okay,
I'm screaming. This was my trial. Okay. Okay. Mine was Amex Platinum and Delta Reserve card. Botox from a double board certified dermatologist. Will never go back.
Love that.
It's so worth the money to go to a doctor. Trust me. Caudalie Perfect Serum. Everything from Kérastase. My Nespresso machine. However, I posted two because I did want to change that one. I changed it in my other one to Hope Macaulay cardigans, obviously. Mm-hmm. Pearl Street Studio for your hair. Mm-hmm. Shout out. Tailoring your clothes. Direct flights. Living in San Diego. And therapy.
Ooh, yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
What's yours?
Okay. So mine was Delta Sky Miles Reserve Amex.
Yes.
100%. Hydrafacials.
Yes.
Vintage Chanel bag with a 24 karat gold hardware.
Okay. Yeah.
So you get like the vintage ones where it's the good gold.
Mm-hmm.
Uber black.
Mm-hmm.
No explanation.
Yeah.
Sending flowers for your friends' birthdays.
Cute.
I will die on that. It's my favorite thing.
So cute.
The frame TV.
It's
so worth it.
I need that one.
100% cotton or silk clothing.
Mm-hmm.
The T3 dual voltage tools.
Okay.
And direct flights.
Like yes.
I will pay so much more money for a direct flight.
Literally.
To not sell.
Yeah, those are good.
So yeah, those are mine.
Yeah, those are really good. I love seeing everyone's random ones.
Yeah, that's a fun trend. I like.
Yeah, I like that trend.
I saw some other ones. I think people are saying like house cleaning, anything that really saves you time. Like subscriptions, like Netflix.
I saw everyone doing this on Prime.
Right now, I'm really into DoorDash.
Okay.
Over the other ones. I preferred Uber Eats and Postmates just because I think it's cheaper. Like the fees are cheaper.
Yeah.
And they don't make you tip an absurd amount of money every time.
Yeah.
It's a little more reasonable.
I like never use those.
Sometimes you just gotta. Sometimes you just gotta. Oh yeah, my Factor meals. I freaking love my Factor meals. They are so good. Lunchtime is the hardest for us, I think, because it's like cooking every meal is so it's just so time consuming. You're constantly like cooking, cleaning dishes, whatever. So I think having a meal prep service for lunchtime just like takes a lot off.
Yeah, especially like as a mom.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I've been cooking like every single day, but I don't.
Well, now that she's eating food too, like we have to also prep her thing.
Yeah.
Which is like a separate thing. So it's just, yeah. It's another prep.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a lot. But
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So those are our influences of the month.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like honestly, I haven't been shopping that much. I'm trying to be good. And so I'm like, I don't really know what I'm buying.
I feel like what I've been buying recently is just very like comfy vibes. Like I bought a few like Kick Flare, I think that's what they're called, like fold over capris.
Fold over.
They're like, they look like athletic capris. Like they're like kind of flared at the bottom and like there's a fold over on it. Yes. I feel like that's like the new activewear trend right now. I really like it. And I am trying to style more things with, I got the Puma like ballet flats, like the Speed Cat ones. I saw them so much when I was in Europe and I just thought they were really cute and sporty. I feel like the vibe right now, I don't know if you guys are feeling this or seeing this, like it's very like sporty, kind of like vintagey, undone. Like mm-hmm. I feel like it's, I don't know, it's very that vibe. And yeah. I feel like that's what I'm probably going to be wearing when I go to Bali, like more of that like sport. I don't know. I feel like we're doing a lot of yoga and stuff like that. Right? Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be hot. So I feel like I got like a lot of activewear recently, but other than that, I don't think I've been buying stuff either.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I love all the capri activewear that's coming out right now. I'm like, ugh, I just want all of it.
So cute. But
yeah.
So cute.
Yeah.
Okay. Fun. So those are our influences of the month. Okay. Let's, I guess, go to the next one.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I just feel like I always forget after we finish recording. So I'm like, come on, brain.
I know something I'm randomly thinking about right now because like my bangs keep getting my way, but it's because they're so fresh. I literally, for the first time in my life before I came here, had my makeup done. I realized like my hair was super greasy and like I get kind of like a flaky scalp if I go too long without washing my hair, but it was only like a few days. I think it was just really hot and like, I don't know, but I'm like, okay, I cannot go on the podcast like this. And so I remember Kayla, the girl who does her hair, she was telling me that whenever she needs to wash her hair but doesn't want to do a whole shower, she'll flip her head over and just wash the top of her head under the bathtub. And so I took a chance, did that an hour, maybe less, before I came here.
Oh my God, guys, it's giving Taylor Frankie Paul OG when she was like a hair.
I think that just changed my life genuinely. Like I used to plan all my workouts based on like washing my hair.
Yeah.
But it literally, I feel like I could do that every day and have fresh hair. Like it was so easy. I literally just put a ponytail with the rest of my hair and then I flipped my hair over it and I was literally just washing it and then I just, it was so easy and then I just had like amazing fresh hair. So another influence of the month, upside down bathtub showers for the top of your scalp.
Love that.
I know. Little life hack.
Love. Okay. The next segment is the social report. So we'll just talk about the social media platforms, mm-hmm. what's new features, things we like, don't like, and all that. And I feel like a lot of things are kind of happening. So we can dive in to what's new on Instagram this month. I just feel like Instagram is doing too much. Like
there's a good amount of updates, honestly.
Do people even change their captions anymore? Or are we already over that?
Like the multiple captions? I think I've seen it more, but...
And like, sorry, when I'm scrolling, I'm not reading the caption. I'm looking at the photo.
For me, I just don't like the idea of... Because sometimes when you're scrolling, like, it'll be on your second photo, like, you know, or your third.
And you're like, that's a weird caption.
And then
I literally thought that before I saw someone's caption. I'm like,
and it would be a super weird caption.
And then I'm like, oh, this is like the third photo.
Yeah. So like, that's my only, so what I've been doing, if I want to change something like in the carousel, I'll copy the first caption and I'll only paste it on, oh wait, hold on. I'll copy the first caption into every single slide and then only change a few of them if I really want to, slash if I want like an extra SEO situation, yeah, which I don't know if that really affects it, but
because I feel like text on the photo performs better than a changed caption.
Yeah, I feel like that's like
people also, like when you're scrolling through a carousel, you're looking at the photos going like this. You're not like photo down, photo like,
yeah,
I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Same. So it's just like, I don't know, but there's just so much
going on. Yeah, I do like text on a carousel post now. Like, I feel like it's a fun, cute little thing, but for me, I can't add it in Instagram or else the text looks blurry and weird. So I have to like do it through Canva.
Sometimes that happens to me too. So I feel like there's glitches, or like what's been happening for me is I'll be editing on Reels and I'll put the text, not in edits, on Instagram, and I'll put the text on the screen and I'll watch the video. It has the text, and then I'll go to pick my cover photo from the video and the text isn't showing up. So then I go back to edit the video and the text is not there, and then I'll play it and it's like there again. And then when I go to pick my cover photo, it's gone again. So it's like pushing me into edit so that I have to edit in edits.
Oh, I was talking about the carousel. I wasn't even talking about edits. I didn't even know you could add text on Instagram without going through edits anymore.
Well, because if it's just like simple, like I'm not like trimming anything, I'm not like,
that's pretty
like
funny.
If I'm just doing text, I want like whatever.
Yeah.
But
I guess good like strategy on their part. Edits,
but I don't know.
It's just, I never post without going through edits anymore, ever.
Yeah. Like, but then I just hate that made in edits little tag it does.
Oh,
like,
really? Okay, I don't know. In my head, Instagram pushes it more if it's through edits and it like has that.
Yeah.
Because that is how.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. Okay. So what's new this month is they said they're doing a series rollout.
Mm-hmm.
It's giving IGTV.
It's literally, it's if IGTV you know. Like, all if over you again.
Have been here. It's IGTV.
And you know what? That was such a cute thing back in the day. Like, how cute. There was IGTV.
There was no reels, no videos. Like,
I don't even IGTV. Think. Was it even put on the your like feed? I don't even think it was put on.
Yeah, I think it was.
Okay.
Like, throwback, I miss guides.
I want guides back. After we're like, Instagram's doing too much, and then it grows on you.
I know. But I
forgot they took that away.
Okay, like the series thing is interesting because does that mean longer video formats? Like, are they going to let you post a 15 to 30 minute video? Or is this like a quick 3 to 5 minute?
No, I think a series
like,
is.
They want it to be like
there's
cinematic.
Just playlists now.
I think they want it to be like long form cinematic, like to compete with YouTube.
Oh, I thought. I honestly haven't looked up that much, but like from what I saw quickly, it's literally like you can have a series tab on your Reels. So now people can just like go to the series and then all your videos are easily there, which is honestly really awesome and really nice. I'm excited for that because that's another way for like previous videos to grow again.
Yeah.
And like have people hooked on a series, like on TikTok, they have playlists.
Right.
And it honestly, it is really weird that Instagram never had that. So I'm really glad that they have a series list now because I'm definitely going to put like all my outfit videos in there.
And all your beauty.
Yeah,
outfits.
I think it's like such. Yeah. I'm honestly surprised this has not been a thing before.
Okay. So we feel good about that.
I really like it. I think it was much needed and also motivates you more.
I was thinking it was like wanting people to like.
I don't think so. I mean, I think you definitely could, but I think it's solely, and I think it's honestly motivating us to create more of a series because series are what
helps
like,
organization.
Yeah.
I'm down for.
Yeah. And I feel like it's like people will start to know you for certain series. Like it's a really good way, I think, to like build an audience for a specific series. Like maybe like they really like this series and then in your head, maybe you wouldn't have thought of it as a series, but now you would. Like it's like, oh,
because I do a lot of these similar videos. This is a series.
Yeah. Like I'm going to keep going with this, but if it was just a one-off, like I wouldn't in my head be like, oh, this is a series that I'm going to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Love that.
Yeah.
The next one is Instagram Plus, which is pissing me.
Yeah, I literally don't understand
I'm
what this
sorry.
is.
Like we're already paying for the Meta, right? And then Instagram Plus, like,
I'm confused. It's giving what it gives you.
Stalkerish and creepy.
Yes,
kind of.
I agree.
Like, can I find this?
I think your stories can be up for 48 hours now.
Yeah, you can like make
it
your
shows
stories
you
longer.
Who replays your stories, which like why do we need to
well,
know that?
And
now I'm like second guessing.
No,
people's stories multiple.
You can hide yourself from viewing someone's story. Like,
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, how do I find this?
And apparently you can pin like 6 things to your feed, which I feel like is kind of a lot. That's like literally your entire.
I feel like, of course, when I'm looking for it, I can't find
entire,
it.
Entire like first preview of someone's feed. Those were like the main things I saw. And when I saw that, I was like, wait, why would I pay for
is
that?
Is it called Instagram Plus?
Instagram Plus.
Okay. Preview stories.
Oh, mean? And you can post to. You can post without anyone seeing it.
Take a quick look at stories with a mini preview so you can decide whether to dive in without showing up on the viewer list. So you're like creeping on someone's story and they can't see that you're watching. Okay.
I genuinely wonder
story,
how they got that idea.
Rewatch insights. Search your story viewer list. Like, that's just not necessary.
I mean, I feel like people would.
Yes,
that this is for the girlies like that.
But like, okay, preview messages.
What?
Take a look at your Instagram messages without marking them as read.
Can
you already
do
undo
that,
that.
Already?
Custom fonts for your bio, custom app icon, spotlight your story, send super hearts. Oh, extend your story's expiration, pin more posts, create multiple story audiences. This is one I do not get. Post content only to your profile.
Yeah, because
why?
What
is the
maybe
point?
That's for like
what do you mean?
People who want like aesthetic photos up, but then it's like that kind of,
but then that messes with your engagement.
Yeah,
like
I know I don't understand. I really don't understand.
Share
that
stories
one.
Only at a highlights. Same thing. Like message with custom fonts. Add custom fonts to your stories. See when your story was viewed. Get notifications for a specific story viewer. It's just
what?
Giving, like,
wait, that's
stalking.
Actually really crazy.
So it's like you can so all these things with like stories where you can like go peek on other people's stories, but then also you can like not be shown as a
that
viewer.
Is super weird. I feel like this is like what in what other context would you need that if it wasn't an ex?
Right.
Truly.
Like enemies? Frenemies?
Yeah, like but like regardless, like there's no like business aspect or like anything
and like,
other
I'm sorry
than
too, like I feel like some people like you can scroll and see who's looking at your stories.
Yeah.
And like, obviously if you're getting like insane story views, you're not gonna scroll through like thousands and thousands. But like for people who are not creators, do they want this? Like if you're
no,
just like,
I think this is
a normal
solely
girly
for,
on Instagram.
Why would you like random?
Why would you want?
Honestly,
this?
Maybe they're trying to appeal to like businesses, and then they threw in those for like the normal like people who are not doing this for content. They just want to see if their ex like is watching their stuff. So now they catered to both.
Like I forget like, how much we pay for. Meta.
I think it's $15 a month.
Yeah. So then this is $3.99 a month.
Oh, so this is just like I feel like if you pay for Meta Verified, this should
you
literally
should
have that included.
I agree.
That is honestly really crazy. I feel like that is so interesting, just the features you're adding.
And like I get it, if you want to keep adding things, go for it, but like before you add, please make sure all your other features are working first.
I
feel like I have so many technical difficulties on my account and like they just can't get fixed. Like if you follow my stories I've posted before, like whenever I post trial reels on my normal reels that I post, it shows my audience, my average audience reach as zero. Like the dotted line on the graph is just zero at the bottom, which literally makes no sense because for trial reels, it's supposed to be zero, but for your regular reels, that's not accurate. And my Meta support chat's not working. So if I go to report the problem or ask for help, it just says like, sorry, it's down right now.
That's so weird.
Like it just is not working. So I'm just like, maybe for your paying subscribers who are already paying $15 a month for that, like let's make sure that's working first.
I don't know. Feel like if I had to think of something that I would actually pay for, like if, for an added feature, I would pay for it if they did things like choose if men can view this, like, you know, like choose if
men can
like
follow.
Specifically like tailoring that sort of thing, like I would pay for it.
For
yeah.
Only show to this country.
Like, I don't
only
want men
show
seeing,
yeah. United States or whatever.
Yeah. Like, that's something I would pay for. And I feel like that's business forward. Like, yeah. You see, getting a notification that someone view. I don't, just, that's so weird.
For the like story viewers.
Like, I feel like genuinely that was their attempt to appeal to creators and non-creators. That being the non-creator side, because it's like, why would you pay for that?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like girls are actually going to pay. If I had an ex, like, 100%. That I was crazy about, I'm absolutely paying for that.
Like,
yes. Oh, my God.
High school,
and,
college,
and
like, what?
The stories to specific groups for thirst traps. Like, honestly, you know what? If I'm a college girl, I'm paying for this for sure. Like, they're actually they are catering to the college girls. That is really funny. Maybe this is only for them because it's like they already got the businesses on Meta Verified. Yeah, like, honestly, Instagram Plus is for the college girls, like with the crazy ex. Yeah.
I get it.
In high school.
I get it.
Okay, now we get it. It's not for us.
It's just not necessary.
Yeah.
Okay. I get it. Okay. Next one is reordering your carousels.
I saw a post on this
and basically what it was saying is like now on your carousels, you can see when people liked it. So they want you to be able to reorder it. So say if your second to last photo is getting a lot of likes, you can reorder it and move it up to the front of the carousel. But I really don't know why that matters.
Okay. I really actually love this feature and I do use it a lot because sometimes if it's not doing super well at first, like you, like what you're just saying, like if I move it, like I will see a jump sometimes.
Really?
Like, yeah, because the first photo will be like,
you change it.
Yeah. Because then if that entices, like if that photo is actually better and you chose the wrong one, like, you know how that's like always a stressor, like now you can always change it. And I have seen an increase like by changing the photo. Because it's more like
attention
grabbing.
Don't have to delete the first
one. It's
like
literally amazing. I literally love this feature.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you're someone who like maybe a certain type of content does really well, but like you have too many sitting poses or whatever, like you can just post like maybe your sitting photos always do better, or maybe a photo with like friends always does better. So you post that one. And like maybe that does better than the solo, but if you have too many solos then on your feed, you can change it back to like the friend photo or like the sitting photo. So it's like, honestly, love this feature. Great, great feature.
Okay. I haven't tried that yet, but maybe I'll definitely try that. Because usually I put my top two at the beginning because I can't decide. And then I'll just go with the one that I really feel. But then sometimes it's the wrong choice.
Yeah.
So then you can just swap
Just swap it. And then it's honestly really good for – if you have too many of the same like post, you could just swap it like after the fact. But I also really like the other new feature of reordering your feed. That also helps.
I just like, why?
Oh my God. I love it. I love how we're like so opposite. You're
what
like,
are you reordering?
What is, okay.
Why?
If I forgot to post a reel next to like, okay, it's good for redesigning your feed, but also if I forgot to post a reel
want us to focus on aesthetics, and aesthetics don't matter, and everyone hates on aesthetics, but now we can reorder our feed to make it aesthetic again.
And so, like, if I forgot to post a reel somewhere and I want to put it back into the feed where it makes sense, I'll do that. And then it's like,
it's okay,
fine.
Say you post one, and that's your most recent post, and then you reorder it to be the fifth post. How is it showing to people? Like,
I think
still
on your feed, it's normal, but when they're scrolling through your profile, it is swapped. So sometimes now if you're scrolling and you're like, oh my God, this person hasn't posted in so long, it's probably because they reordered their feed.
See, I don't like that. I like chronological. That's the point.
Yeah.
So then you could have different dates, just like,
different dates.
Is there like a certain like limit to like how far down you can?
No, not that I've
literally put it wherever.
Yeah. And so like, honestly, you could, if you liked something that you posted a while ago and you're not ready for it to be gone from like the first initial, you can just bring it back up, which honestly I really like. Like there's like one video that I really like that I did in the summer and I want to keep pushing it back up because I'm like, so wait, then, I love this video.
But that's not being like pushed up on a
it's literally just
if someone sees
your
profile.
It's pretty much like you can tailor someone's first impression of you almost.
Is that what pin posts are for?
Yeah. True. That's so true. But yeah, I guess that is true. It's kind of like,
why not just pin those?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it doesn't go with your pin strategy. Like maybe it didn't like, maybe it's not pin worthy, but like you're not ready to let it go yet. That's how I view it.
And I mean, I get it. It's just in my head. I'm just like, is this necessary? And it's
like for you, I think you have like your baby, like people usually have like important life events like pinned, yeah. But say you have something like a video you're really proud of and it did really well, maybe like you want to keep, but then it's, it ruins your pin strategy of like life events. Like you're not going to have life events plus like this random, you could, but right. It's like, if you want to keep those like life events or like maybe you don't want things pinned or maybe it's like, I don't know. Like yeah. Then you would push it back up.
Okay.
I think it's, I like it, honestly. I
Do
feel like I like
it
for that.
Or no?
No, I never put it back. At that point, I just don't care. But
okay.
I think it's good for like, if I'm not ready to like see it go yet.
Okay.
Or if I'm like really proud of it and I just like want to keep it up there. Or if I forgot to post a reel or like something looks funky and I don't want like, if I want to choose a cover that's not in the carousel reorder, like I didn't put it in the carousel, but I want a different like, cover photo for feed aesthetics, then you can do that. You can move a reel literally just for the cover photo. So many things you can do. Honestly, great feature. Thank you, Instagram.
Yeah. No, I see it. I see it. I do see it. But also, yeah. I just like, I don't have time to even process or think about it. I feel like once I make a decision to post, I'm sticking with it.
Yeah,
that's
very Capricorn of you.
That's just how it's going. And then like, if I do want to change that photo, I don't even like, I think right now I just have decision fatigue.
Yeah.
As a
I
mom.
Feel that.
So it's like, I'm not like, once I make that decision, I'm so set on it, but I can see how maybe that first photo wasn't the best one. And like reordering the carousel, I get that. But like reordering the feed, I just like love a chronological date situation. Yeah. Cause like, it's kind of like a story. Like I'm telling you the story of my
like
life.
What I did.
So it's like if you're moving things around.
Yeah. But for someone who's just like only posting like aesthetics, like it's not a story, then yeah. I feel like it's also really good.
Okay. So many new
she's
things.
She's a decisive Capricorn queen. So this is for the water and air signs who
love
are
that.
Always in their head and don't know which one to post.
Love that. Okay. Next one is TikTok updates. How are we feeling about TikTok?
Okay. It's funny because like Instagram always has a million updates every month, I feel like. And then
like TikTok
has nothing.
Already did this stuff. TikTok's like,
yeah, I know. Honestly, there's
like
no
TikTok
updates.
TikTok is just like not as serious.
It's, yeah.
Like, it's just
like whatever. They've had playlists forever.
Right.
I mean, yeah, there has not been like any recent updates on TikTok. I feel like you're still posting everything like from
I'm getting caught up.
Okay.
I'm
and how's it going?
I'm almost at Phoenix's 3 months.
Love that.
I just like I can't post the 3-4 like I can't post her monthly milestones too close together. So I have to post like the 3 months
yeah.
and then a couple videos and then the 4 months and then a couple videos. But I'm getting there.
Yeah. I feel like TikTok is great, like slow, steady growth. Like
yeah.
I don't know. It's like as long as you're posting on TikTok, like I honestly feel like it's a pretty easy platform to grow on. You just have to be consistent with what you're posting.
Yeah.
Like if you're not consistent,
well, it's
you're
so
not going
to
see growth.
Too, because I feel like some videos – it's so interesting to me how some videos on TikTok go viral versus Instagram, and it's, mm-hmm. like, the same video.
Yeah.
Like I posted that video on TikTok where it's, like, the I had a dream, and then you rub your bump. I got everything
yeah.
I wanted, and then it's your baby.
Yeah.
I posted that on Instagram. It did, like – average, bare minimum
okay.
average. And then I posted it on TikTok and it has almost 1.5 million views.
Oh, wow.
And I think on
yeah.
Instagram it might have like 15,000 views.
I feel like if someone asked me how I felt about the algorithms and like the differences, I feel like TikTok is very much like it can go to everyone and reach who this video is actually for.
Right.
Like I
so
feel
that's
like they
why
can
then on Instagram understand. I'm like, sometimes I'm like, why do I?
And then for Instagram,
care?
I really
you're
think
not
it's
even gonna show
right.
it.
I feel like for Instagram, it's very much only to like your followers first, and then TikTok, it just feels like it's more open.
Yeah.
In my head.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
It also seems like TikTok registers like. It kind of feels like it registers what it's actually about and then pushes it to those people. Like,
right.
you know, when
well,
we're talking
TikTok has
and then
like the search bar thing and now Instagram
yeah,
is kind of doing that.
Yeah.
But Instagram's is kind
yeah,
of
I guess that is kind of an update, like a new thing I'm seeing on Instagram. It is
or if you
really
click someone's
weird.
Video and I think if you click, I don't remember what it is, but if you click something, it like summarizes it.
Dude,
and then it's like you can ask the question and you're like, I don't care. I just want to watch
sometimes
this video
they're
on.
Diabolical.
The yeah.
Like there are literally diabolical ones sometimes. Like it'll be like an insult as like the, like as the search bar. I can't think of like a specific.
No, I've seen that.
And I'm like, "Oh, that's like really crazy." Like it'll just be like makeup for big noses or something like that, and like you're not at all talking
right,
about that.
Right. Right. It'll be like Alyssa contouring big nose.
Yeah, like something
and you're
crazy like that.
Yeah. Yeah, but TikTok, I feel like TikTok is for me so casual. I'm trying to be more serious over there.
Low key, like hard. I think it's better because I am more casual on TikTok. Like I'm just throwing stuff up and sometimes like the more casual I feel like the more casual you are, like the better it does. And then I'm like, I need to do this on Instagram.
I'm not casual.
I'm like really trying to be.
I am not casual.
Yeah.
Okay. Favorite content or content creators you've been consuming?
Okay. I feel like I don't have a favorite creator right now. It's very all over the place. I feel like my For You pages have been tailored very much to like what I'm actually searching for, what I'm doing in life. If I'm like Googling something, it's weirdly on my For You page. Like it's always interconnected. So I don't know. I'm kind of curious on your guys' thoughts. Like, do you feel like, I don't know what I'm trying to say. I guess we used to have like core favorite content creators and now I almost feel like that's kind of like not
well
thing.
I feel like it's because Instagram doesn't show them to you.
Yeah, I feel
like
Instagram
that too isn't consistent on showing like
never
you, your favorite
who your favorite girls are and like I literally
like,
never
I know
see
there
my
are
OG
girls
faves.
Who post on stories every single day all day long and some days I won't even see them and then
same.
I'll be like oh wait I haven't seen so and so and then I go look and they're
and
still
they've
posting,
been posting every day
I
no
like, Instagram
literally
is just not giving the only person Instagram gives me that I am so grateful for every day.
Is
Hannah Schaffer.
Love that.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't see my favorites anymore.
But
and
other
I,
than that,
and
yeah.
I also, yeah, maybe that's what it is. Like, we're just not consistently seeing the girls that we used to, like, get inspired by every day, which is honestly so weird and crazy.
Yeah.
Let me know if you guys feel the same way. Because when I was, like, putting this into the notes, I was like, I don't think I have one right now because I, like, don't see people consistently anymore. But I feel like I've been getting a lot of like content inspiration more so. I'm trying to get more content inspiration offline and in like movies or like magazines. Literally, I have some magazines at home right now and Pinterest.
I can't tell if you're kicking this cord, if it's bumping the camera. Sorry.
Yeah, I cannot tell either.
Oh, do you see that?
It looks happening? Like it looks like the camera is auto adjusting.
Yeah, but we're not. Why is it doing that?
I don't know.
It like stopped.
It's like so subtle.
Oh. Is it?
Wait. Let's see. I don't know. I feel like the camera looks like it's trying to adjust on something and it's like slightly zooming in and out.
Yeah, but why would it do that?
I don't know.
I wonder if it's been doing this whole time. Okay. Anyways, let's keep moving because we record now during Phoenix's nap time. So we really have to, you know, stay on track before she wakes up. But okay. Where are we? Let's see.
Oh,
okay. Recent trends you've been noticing. I think like in terms of like not like an audio trend, but just like a posting trend, like against all my wishes, text on screen.
Against all my wishes. Yeah, text on screen. And then
This camera thing is really
I don't know what
me.
Is happening. But now I just don't like any of the texts that are given. So I'm like going to Canva and everything is taking so much longer for me.
And that's the, I don't have time for that. Yeah. So then I just have to use Instagram's ugly text.
Yeah. Yeah. And CapCut for reels, if we're talking about reels, like CapCut has way better fonts. And I really hope Edits gets CapCut? Those fonts. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love CapCut's fonts, but Canva has good ones too.
Like, maybe if I sit back, like, yeah, it's gonna bother me. Like, is the computer shaking?
No, it's like fully trying to focus on something.
Camera, what are you trying to focus on?
Sorry, guys. I don't know.
It's gonna drive me crazy. Okay. Working on letting go of things.
Letting go.
AKA that. Okay.
Yeah.
Any other trends you've been noticing?
I feel like I'm seeing, and I don't know if it's just me, I'm seeing literally every single reel on my feed is like a day in the life, and I feel like people are
so funny.
Do you see that? Okay, so maybe it's just what I'm clicking on. I do like them, so I don't know, but yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Anything that's been working, not working? Anything we've been trying recently that we like and don't like?
We were just talking about trial reels like right before we started recording, and someone Alyssa was talking to was saying that in the beginning of her trial reels, she grew like 30K and it was really awesome. I feel like I wasn't using it a ton in the beginning, but even just a few months ago, I feel like it was working way better than it is now. I feel like I definitely have seen a weird drop off. It's very inconsistent, and I almost trust how a video performs more on TikTok over trial reels. Like, I know if something does pretty well on TikTok, like it will do well on Instagram. And now I'm kind of noticing, like, I can't tell if when I post from trial reels now, if it kind of ruins the momentum. Let me know if you guys are experiencing that too. I think I'm going to like stop using it for a sec and see if I notice a difference.
Does trial reels, does it matter what time you post?
Not really. In my head, I never want to post at a time that my US audience isn't awake. So I'm never going to post a trial reel like now past like 10. I used to not really care about that, but I'm really trying to like keep that in mind because obviously it's going to not be shown to.
And then are you deleting trial reels?
Yeah, I'll delete it if it's like a very clear flop.
Okay.
So yeah, okay. I'm trying to figure it out. But when the girl that you were talking to said that, I was like, wait, I feel like I'm noticing that too. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's like the main things that I've been noticing.
Okay. The next segment is the trend report. Any trends we are loving fashion-wise for summer?
Okay. My two like favorite trends right now are wedge flip-flops. I think they're so cute. I love like a tan wedge heeled flip-flop. Oh, we both got the Zara wedge. They are so comfortable and they're so cute. They make your legs look so good. Mm-hmm. So just like wedge in general, which is so funny. And it's more of an elevated wedge. Like, we're not talking about the cork wedges, like none of those. And then capris, like I said in the beginning. And like Shield buggy sunglasses. I love.
Yep. I think fringy skirts. I love all the fringe trends.
Yeah.
Like silky fringe, not like
I know what
leathery
you mean.
Fringe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like classy.
Like silk sets.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else. Beaded. Oh my gosh, I am loving beaded accessories for summer, like bags or the shoes where they have it on the straps. It's like beads.
Yeah.
I
love
think that's
that.
So cute. Raffia. I love raffia for summer. Yeah, cute. I feel like honestly, I just like love some sets. Summer,
yeah, I love the
cotton
set.
Light stuff, but yeah, I feel like nothing too crazy, but
yeah,
I am excited for
for fall.
Oh my god, I was
because it's so soon, you guys.
I think I was so excited. I can't remember if
have people started talking about it yet?
Yes, on I think it was Anthropology or Aritzia. I can't remember. Like, and it said it early fall preview.
Yes,
I was oh wow,
yeah,
but.
I think because I wouldn't mind it's back to school.
I kind of miss an UGG. I miss my UGGs.
It's like kind of that back to school time. And then it's like when it's back to school, then it's like fall. And
well, it's almost.
So excited.
Wait.
You guys, I bought so like many jackets and coats when I was pregnant. And then I never got to wear any of them because I was so hot all the time. So I've been saving them.
So you have them
all up for this year.
I love that.
I'm not even joking. August 15th, pulling them out.
August 15th.
Pulling them out.
I'm not waiting.
Dead of the heat.
I don't care what people are saying. I know it's getting so hot.
I know, you guys. We're literally in a heat wave.
Unfortunately, it is hot here until October. But I am not letting that stop me this year. Coats are coming out.
Yes.
Fall is happening immediately because it's like the shortest season, in my opinion, it feels like. So. Get ready. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited to see this collection.
So excited. Okay. Next segment is the life report. Anything new? Any personal topics you want to touch on? Hobbies?
I feel like recently I've just been so wrapped up in trialing things that I'm like, I don't know. I feel like I've been very not grounded. And I've been noticing that, so I'm really trying to reground. Like, I feel like the access we have to AI, like ChatGPT, and being able to strategize with chat, with Claude, with Edits has one, that on top of trial reels, I just feel like now in my head, there's almost like a formula or like a right answer of like what's going to do well. And I'm overthinking everything, and I wish that...
Have you seen the videos on social media of the guy trying to get the AI chats to communicate and work with each other?
So I have seen one,
count to 100 where each of you say a number.
Yeah.
And then one of them is like, okay, I'll start with one and then you follow up with the next number. Okay. And then the next chat will be like, exactly. I'm going to start with one and then you say the next number. Okay. Ready. Exact. And like, it's just like the circle where like AI cannot
do it. It just loops.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
I don't know. I think I'm trying to not have AI in my life as like the least amount of possible. Like I really try not to have AI rewrite my emails. Like you can literally just hit like rewrite. Not to do those kind of little things because I feel like I want my brain to
I'm getting dumber, honestly.
Work and I want to like make myself think like how would I word this or whatever. One way I feel like I combat that in my personal life is I play like brain games every day.
Love that.
So we play like Wordle. Like New York Times has this like set of games you can play. So like there's Wordle and there's like a bunch of different ones. So me, Andrew, and my sister like all play them every day. And then we like send our scores in our group chat. And like our little group chat is just like our scores.
Just scores.
Basically. But I feel like playing brain games. I'm not a reader right now. I don't have time.
Yeah,
and
I try to be.
But I collected so many Audible credits. I never used them and I'm like paying for it. So I literally just gave them all to my mom to like just download her books because it's just not happening for me right now. I barely can keep up with my podcasts. So
yeah.
But I feel like I'm really trying to like not use AI.
Like anti-AI. Yeah. Honestly, that's a trend. Like where people post like videos on that too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just getting like overwhelmed with how many things that I'm like, I could try this or I could post another version. Like there's, I think that's just like the nature of this job is like, it's almost like there's never an off switch. So like you have to create that for yourself or you burn out. So I need to take my own advice.
Or I saw someone like post something and it was like, I shouldn't know what the top of Mount Everest looks like.
Oh yeah. I saw that. Yeah.
Like that's not for me to like see. That, like I didn't do that.
Yes.
But like, it's like, you just have access to everything.
We have so much access.
So it's like, yeah, it's a lot
It's overwhelming.
And I think when you like have a baby too, then it like makes you think about things and like what they're going to have access to and like what's like the world going to look like for her and like how do you navigate that like growing up. And like obviously we're trying the whole no screen thing for however long as possible. But like anytime I have my phone near me, she's grabbing for it already. which is just so crazy. So, yeah.
That's so interesting. I wonder if there's like some sort of like genetic thing in that now, but
I don't know.
I'm just trying to like stay grounded and find ways to like actually have an off switch in this industry, because it can get so overwhelming and you can really lose yourself and get burnt out. So yeah, I'm excited. I'm trying to like do more hobbies. That's like a big thing I'm trying to do to like combat that that mindset. So doing ballet, it's been so fun. Started like watercolor painting, going to the beach a lot more, like I said. And I need to get back into my astrology studying. I haven't picked up since literally December, and that's where I'm going. I'm going on a astrology retreat, so I really need to do that. I just prioritize everything so much more. So yeah, I guess that's like kind of things that I'm working on, and like, yeah, doing my hobbies and kind of just like soaking it up at home while I can. And I'm just hope Bali goes so well. I hope I have it some big transformative, oh, this is what peace feels like, because I feel
like what's it called? Vortexes there?
Oh, like portals? Like an Sedona energy vortex?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably.
I feel like there are.
Probably. Sure. I just like something else I'm really working on is like learning how to feel grounded and feel peace for longer than like one day. Like I feel like I can ground my
home.
Yeah, like I feel like when I feel overwhelmed or whatever, like I feel like I can ground myself, but it will only last for like a day, and then the next day like I have to start over. So I'm like I'm trying to figure out like, do people just, maybe you have to do that every single day? Like how do I stay there? So that's also something I'm working on.
Love that.
What about you? Any life updates? How's
really
Phoebe and her progress? I'm sure everyone just
postpartum
wants to know.
Things. Yeah, she's 7 months, which is so crazy. I can't believe I gave birth 7 months ago. And it
can't
feels
wait
like
for her like one.
I know,
1 year birthday.
That's like so crazy to me that it's like,
I know.
And just yeah, she's doing so well. She's so happy, giggly, funny, silly. Just like the cutest little personality, trying her foods and loves going on walks in her stroller and the carrier. All the neighbors love her. She goes to a weekly like ASL class with my mom, one of our neighbors' hosts.
What?
And it's like for babies. So they learn like are they just like nursery rhyme songs? Like Itsy Bitsy Spider, like
wait,
just like baby
is
songs.
ASL? Wait.
Sign language.
Okay, that's what I thought.
But they learn like the sign language to the baby songs.
Cute.
Yeah, so she goes and she like sits up and like looks around. She loves watching people and just
is she like picking
everything
up, like move, like does she start doing movements?
Yet, no.
I mean, that would be shocking.
No,
but
eventually they're supposed to. So
cute.
Yeah, so okay, that's good. And just mom life postpartum, trying to find time to do the baby stuff but also do your own stuff without feeling guilty.
Yeah,
but then you miss her, but then it's like you have to do your stuff
for
you.
Sure, that's
so
really hard.
Yeah, but it is nice that my mom moved in with us and that she helps out so much and like is so involved with Phoenix, which is really nice. So yeah, but I feel like our days are very kind of like repetitive and look the same, and just like to have a routine for her. So yeah,
she's just so sweet. She's such a happy girl.
Yeah, all the postpartum things, like I'm still breastfeeding. I think I'm trying to go as long as possible.
Mm-hmm.
We'll potentially reevaluate at the 1 year mark and just see what happens. But
yeah,
just kind of like soaking in this season and enjoying it. And
I feel like you're doing a really good job.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you have good days and bad days for sure. Like, I feel like I like have mostly good days and then it'll just kind of like build up. I feel like I literally shoot content once a month. So it's like right after I shoot, I feel really good. I have this all this content that'll last me a while. I stretch out. But then once that month mark comes up and I'm like starting to run out, I get like really stressed because I'm like, oh my God, I don't have content. I need to go shoot this, or I need to do this, or like this is on like my mental checklist, whatever. So sometimes that can be a lot, or sometimes like styling outfit videos, you're like, oh, this can be so cute. And then you like look at it and you're like, I actually hate this. I hate how this looks. I hate this.
But then I think I go back a week later and I'm like, oh, actually, it's not that bad.
Yeah,
I'm
actually just, like, cute. Yeah. Yeah.
I've so been it's there. Just kind of like this cycle and yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just like mom things here and there. And yeah, I'm trying to think. I think that's pretty much it for now.
Yeah.
I just spent a lot of time at home with Fifi.
Yeah.
Doing all the baby things. So,
sweet.
Yeah.
So sweet.
Okay. And then our last segment, which we'll probably have to work through pretty quickly.
Yeah. We can like save some too.
Yeah. Let's just pick a couple for our community Q&A. Let's maybe do like three.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. We did already talk about trial reels. So.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We got some questions on that.
I have decision fatigue.
You okay. I feel like a really good one for like content wise is someone asked more tips on what makes a good content hook. I feel like I would say, in my opinion, what really sticks for me is like, is kind of being vague in a way where it keeps someone watching. Like they're curious, like they're going to ask a question in their head about like, what does this mean? Like, I'm going to keep watching.
Mm-hmm.
But also there's like a balance because you want it to like actually hint at what the video is going to be about, but you don't want to like give it all away. So I think something, it's almost like clickbait, honestly. Like if you think about it in that sort of way.
Or I think if you like talk really fast.
Yeah. So that is in terms of like text, but in terms of like a not text, like in the like you being in the middle of a sentence or doing something works really well.
Like, or sometimes people will show a clip or like the crazy part of the video, like as the first clip of the video, and then like go into how they got there, or
like even like a montage of like what's gonna be in the video. That will hook me sometimes if it's like a really pretty aesthetic. Like, wait, I want to see that clip again. Like, that's gonna hook me. I like when people make it seem like it's their first shot doing it, like they like set their phone down or like they're doing something that they can only do in one shot, like something like that. I also always stay when someone's in the middle of a sentence. I don't know like how I could like do that on my own because I feel like it's kind of hard, but that's always a good hook too.
Yeah,
but yeah, kind of just being like, I feel like a messy hook is a hook in itself, like something messy.
I feel like if I were to really dive into AI and all the things, that's what I would use this for. Like I haven't done this yet, but in my head I would be like, okay, here's my video concept of what I want, give me 10 viral hooks or whatever to just help generate, because then I could be like, okay, I really like this, I think this would resonate, that one's not really me, that way.
Yeah, I've used it for that. A lot of the time, honestly, it's very choogy and it's not that great of a hook, so it's sometimes it's a good starting point and then you have to like twist it on how like you think it would do better. And
I think like really just when you're consuming content, just being aware of it, if you have a video that you watch and you're like, oh my gosh, I really liked that video, or I really liked that hook, save it, and then that way you can go back to that.
Yes, like pay attention,
like if it caught your attention to, then you'll probably catch,
and it can be like random things. Like I notice like certain colors are more of a hook than others, like just like little things. Analyze what you're stopping to watch. Yes.
Okay.
Any that stand out to you, or do you want me to keep picking?
You can keep picking.
Okay. Okay. I feel like someone asked,
okay, what about the confidence?
Yeah, I was going to say that. Tips for more confidence with yourself. So cute.
I feel like it's just kind of like there's like a fake it till you make it kind of aspect. Like show up as the person that you want to be or you want to become, or that you're working towards. Like really try to emulate that.
Yeah.
This camera. Driving crazy.
I know. I'm trying not to like look at it too much.
I have to look into that. Is it like when we move? Look.
Oh, is maybe if okay? It's wait, maybe I think you're right.
Okay.
Okay, so we figured that out. When we move, the camera like adjusts again. Yep.
Okay. Well, then what? You're not supposed to move.
Yeah, we're frozen.
Okay.
Confidence. Yeah. I think saying your affirmations, speaking very positively to yourself about yourself, like talking to yourself in the mirror with those affirmations. What else?
I feel like
practice whatever you're trying to be more confident in, practice at home, practice in front of the camera, even just press record, even if you're not posting it or doing anything with it, and then listen back. Like sometimes when I'm filming a talking video, I will say it 5 different times immediately back to back, because you might find the most natural one in there, or like different intonations. You're like, oh, I don't like how I went up at the end. Like, I'm going to go down at the end, maybe keep it a little and neutral.
It's so like embarrassing to myself when I'm doing it. Like, oh my God.
I feel like it's more like I like get more annoyed. I'm just like, why am I not sounding natural right now? Like, talk natural. But again, I think it's just practice, and like the more you do it, the easier, better it's gonna get, and then just fake it till you make it, and just showing up and like speaking positively and positive energy out. Because I feel like I see videos where it's like, when you speak positive, you attract positive, but when you speak negatively, that's what your body is hearing and holding on to, so you're not like really setting yourself up for the best possible situation.
Going off of exactly that. Okay, that and like literally holding yourself to that in every single conversation. Like, I think I saw this somewhere, but I really have practiced this. Like, when people are maybe like talking about something negative, or like they're saying like they don't like their body size right now, or they need to lose weight, or they don't like how their hair looks in the morning, like you saying, oh, my higher self wouldn't speak like that to myself. Like, I'm not going to like participate in this conversation just because like maybe you feel like a social pressure too. Like little things like that. And then like it's like holding those promises to yourself.
Yes.
And it's like, you know, like holding those promises to yourself and holding yourself, because doing that, you are literally going to hold yourself to a higher standard. And I think that's what makes really strong confidence, because you know you're not going to like break for anyone else. I think that was like the biggest thing for me, is like I would notice myself like kind of be different with other people, like if I was trying to like make them feel more comfortable, like they were talking like crap about someone, and so then it's like you feel like you have to start talking about it too, or like it's awkward if you like, I don't know, just little things like that. But just like fully holding yourself to that standard, and like knowing that no one can break that, that's really powerful. And then I feel like you come off, I think that's truly how you build confidence, because like you're going to come off like really strong.
Because then no matter what anyone says about you, you're just not affected.
You're going to know, and you're going to know exactly who you are. I think it's like all about knowing who you are. And that comes a lot with like therapy, journaling, doing a lot of work, self-reflection.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like knowing who your higher self is, or who you want your higher self to be, and then showing up as her.
And then again, like when you have a baby, you're like, what if she was saying that to herself? Yeah. Like, what would you tell her? Or like, what if she heard you talking about yourself that way?
Yeah.
And then you're just like, damn.
Yes. Like, rethink everything.
So
yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely rough sometimes, but I think just trying to be as positive and putting out as much positive energy as possible is how you're going to get confidence.
Yeah.
And just keeping your promises to yourself. Like if you say you're going to do something for yourself, do it. Like if you say you're going to go on a walk a day, do it. Like show up. So
yeah.
And then I think the last question is, do you guys plan on hosting more trips in the future?
Yes, we got more questions like this. So
do you guys, you have to be so for real with us. Do you want that?
It's so fun. Like, we will.
If you want that, we will, but it's a whole thing. So we just got to know if you guys are committed. So maybe we'll put up some questions.
Yeah, we'll put up some questions.
Question boxes, where you want to go.
Because it's a lot of work on our end, and we're happy to do it.
Just like logistically, but like we just want to make sure enough girls are interested.
Yeah.
But we hear you guys. So we definitely want to plan something if you guys want to come, because it would be so fun. And mama needs a trip.
Yes.
To look forward to. So
that would be so iconic.
Yeah. So stay tuned on that. And we'll do some question boxes or something.
Yeah.
And kind of gauge interest there. But I think that's pretty much it for this episode.
Yes,
anything else?
No, I think that's
okay.
It.
Well,
I'm already so excited for the next one.
I know, me too. This is so fun. I love doing in person with video.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just, I don't know, It's really fun.
Like, it's bringing back long form.
Yeah. Love that.
That's what it feels like.
Don't forget, we also post our videos on YouTube if you like to watch. If this camera is driving you crazy, like it's driving me crazy, I'm so sorry. I'm going to Google why it's doing this, like adjusting thing.
Yeah.
And we'll fix it for the next one. But we love you guys so much. And thank you for joining us this month. And we will see you and chat and catch up next month. Bye, guys.
Love ya.
Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.